Welcome to this week's lectionary with the CEB, a podcast where we share the next week's readings from the Revised Common Lectionary and the Common English Bible Translation. Today's readings are for Sunday, November 25th. They include 2 Samuel 23, 1-7, Psalm 132, 1-18, Daniel 7, 9-10, and 13 and 14, Psalm 93, Revelation 1, 4b-8, and John 18, 33-37.
These are David's last words. This is the declaration of Jesse's son David, the declaration of a man raised high, a man anointed by the God of Jacob, a man favored by the Strong One of Israel. The Lord's Spirit speaks through me. His word is on my tongue. Israel's God has spoken. Israel's rock said to me, "Whoever rules rightly over people, whoever rules in the fear of God, is like the light of sunrise on a morning with no clouds, like the bright gleam after the rain that brings grass from the ground. Yes, my house is this way with God. He has made an eternal covenant with me, laid out and secure in every detail. Yes, He provides every one of my victories and brings my every desire to pass. But despicable people are like thorns, all of them good for nothing, because they can't be carried by hand. No one can touch them, except with iron bar or the shaft of a spear. They must be burned up with fire right on the spot."
A pilgrimage song. Lord, remember David, all the ways he suffered and how he swore to the Lord, how he promised the Strong One of Jacob, "I won't enter my house, won't get into my bed. I won't let my eyes close, won't let my eyelids sleep until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the Strong One of Jacob." Yes, we heard about it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Jair. Let's enter God's dwelling place. Let's worship at the place God rests His feet. Get up, Lord. Go to your residence, you and your powerful covenant chest. Let your priests be dressed in righteousness. Let your faithful shout out with joy. And for the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore to David a true promise that God won't take back. "I will put one of your own children on your throne, and if your children keep my covenant and the laws that I will teach them, then their children too will rule on your throne forever. Because the Lord chose Zion, He wanted it for His home. This is my residence forever. I will live here because I wanted it for myself. I will most certainly bless its food supply. I will fill its needy full of food. I will dress its priests in salvation, and its faithful will shout out loud with joy. It is there that I will make David's strength thrive. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed one there. I will dress his enemies in shame, but the crown he wears will shine."
As I was watching, thrones were raised up. The Ancient One took his seat. His clothes were white like snow. His hair was like a lamb's wool. His throne was made of flame. Its wheels were blazing fire. A river of fire flowed out from his presence. Thousands upon thousands served him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood ready to serve him. The court sat in session. The scrolls were opened. As I continued to watch this night vision of mine, I suddenly saw one like a human being coming with the heavenly clouds. He came to the Ancient One and was presented before him. Rule, glory, and kingship were given to him. All peoples, nations, and languages will serve him. His rule is an everlasting one. It will never pass away. His kingship is indestructible.
The Lord rules. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed, clothed with strength. Yes, He set the world firmly in place. It won't be shaken. Your throne is set firm for a very long time. You are eternal. Lord, the floods have raised up. The floods have raised up their voices. The floods raise up a roar. But mightier than the sound of much water, mightier than the sea's waves, mighty on high is the Lord. Your laws are so faithful. Holiness decorates your house, Lord, for all time.
John to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace and peace to you from the one who is and was and is coming, and from the seven spirits that are before God's throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from among the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To the one who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, who made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and always. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, including those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. This is so. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is and was and is coming, the Almighty.
Pilate went back into the palace. He summoned Jesus and asked, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others spoken to you about me?" Pilate responded, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your nation and its chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus replied, "My kingdom doesn't originate from this world. If it did, my guards would fight so that I wouldn't have been arrested by the Jewish leaders. My kingdom isn't from here." "So you are a king," Pilate said. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. I was born and came into the world for this reason, to testify to the truth. Whoever accepts the truth listens to my voice."
Reflective reading of the scriptures has been a spiritual practice since the earliest centuries. The method of Lectio Divina, or divine reading, is a systematic reading of each section of a book of the Bible with pauses for reflection and prayer. The new CEB Lectio Divina Prayer Bible makes divine reading simple to do. For every chapter of the Bible, there is a recommended passage for slow and thoughtful reading, questions for guiding a time of reflection and meeting of the text, a prayer, and suggestions for putting your new insights into action. Sample this Bible and find out more at commonenglishbible.com/lectiodivina. That's commonenglishbible.com/lectiodivina. The CEB Lectio Divina Prayer Bible gives you a lifelong source of fulfilling prayer, a conversation with God.